Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's show, comedian Jeff Bodart tries to do sports, plus all things you need to know about pizza, right after this from Fergler's Hardware.
Well, good morning. This is Ernie Fergler calling from Fergler's Hardware Store.
Oh, hi, Ernie.
We're taking all kinds of calls today, so I guess we'll take yours, too.
Well, thank you, Tom. Pleased to be on your little radio show there.
Thank you.
Of course, summer is officially here, and I thought it would be a good idea to get shoppers thinking of Fergler's as not only a hardware store for things around the home, but also a place they can come to get their supplies for a good old-fashioned summer vacation.
Oh, yeah?
So, contrary to my better judgment, I asked the screen door boys to put a little video together, a little in-store video for shoppers to watch, and I guess it's done. Might as well play it for you, see what we got
here. All right.
Screen Door Productions presents
Summer Vacation Road Trip and You. When purchasing items to make your summer vacation road trip exciting and fun, it's important to make sure your equipment is up to the proper standards and durable enough for any situation that may arise. On the way to your summer vacation destination, when driving, you'll need to have the proper tools in your automobile in case of a breakdown. Amber knows that you should always have the flexible Fergler funnel handy in the off chance you'll need to add oil along the way. Wait, Jason. You don't want to pour that oil through a dirty funnel. Jason has a good idea on how to clean it because he knows alcohol can sterilize anything. That's it. This six-pack of beer should do the trick. Just pour it right in. Amber does the right thing and avoids leaving a big mess behind by catching the excess funneled beer in her mouth. Good work, Amber. Speaking of liquids, while on vacation, you'll probably want to bring along a handy portable cooler. Not only does it have to be large enough to carry all your alcoholic beverages, it should also be sturdy enough to support whatever you may lay on it. Matt knows that a good way to test the product would be for Brittany to lie down on top of it. Very well done, Brittany. Matt still doesn't think that's enough of a test, so he does the right thing and lies down on top of it, too. Now that's a well-made cooler. Look at the two of them enjoying it. Let's look at that again. One last piece of equipment you should never be without will be sure to keep you cool while out in the hot sun. Look at poor Brittany and Amber. They don't have any way to keep from cooking in the sun. Those tight white T-shirts aren't providing much protection now, are they? Lucky for them, Matt and Jason remembered to bring their Fergler 5000 rubber and ready travel hose with the ice water container. That's it, boys. spray the girls down. Don't they look much happier now? Just a little more water to make sure you've hit every spot. Maybe a little more. As you can see, ice-cold water does the trick best. Those T-shirts are going to have to dry out in the sun. Matt knows just what to do. By removing the girls' T-shirts...
Are there any customers here? Are there any? Oh, my God.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Yeah, Ace, you might want to get your time to rock out right now.
Time to rock.
Thank you very much, Ace Cosby. Sitting in for Chick McGee, that's comedian Jeff Bodart. Pat Godwin is our special guest once again today. Thank you, Pat. I look around the room and I see Josh, homeowner, getting ready to move into his house for the very first time. It's very exciting.
Yeah, just a couple days.
Christy Lee.
Yo.
Homeowner and then some right
yeah.
there.
Yeah, and a half, I guess.
Yes, we'll find out more about that coming up. Thank you very much for joining us here in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Coming up, it's the Napa Tool of the Week. We'll begin by going over to Christy and finding out what's happening over
no
there.
No sports today.
Well, do we have anything of interest in sports?
I haven't read over it, but I have sports
have
in my hand.
What the hell have you been doing?
I got it in my hand.
Get your wand up your butt.
What?
Jeff, you got here an hour ago.
What are you yelling at me for?
Right. Why are we acting like
this is the first time?
Yeah, that the person reading the news isn't prepared.
The person reading the sports hasn't read it yet.
You're right. What do I say?
I feel attacked and hurt that
well, what's
going
the,
off on me over there?
What's the first story? Is it
I got one right here.
What?
Tommy La Stella hit the first pinch hit homer of his career against.
Okay,
that's pretty
baseball.
Boring. Okay,
alrighty.
Let's do some fun news. It's probably all on the internet.
And probably all. I got some scores. You want to hear some?
No,
scores?
No, no.
They're all posted. And, elsewhere.
I got some scores.
I got a Colin Kaepernick thing over here.
Let's piss everyone off.
All right.
Okay.
Right down the middle on that one.
Here, just give me that.
Thanks a lot, Mark.
I'll edit it for you. Okay. That's enough. Let's move on. How about our pizza? I'm so excited about these pizza questions. This is some fun facts about pizza. We've already learned that the number one topic. This, by the way, is from the pizza.com website. And if anybody's an authority on pizza, of course, it's these guys. What do you think the popular toppings in Japan are on pizza? Now, Josh, you should know that you went to Korea. Close.
Yeah, I'm going to say...
In South Korea, do they have weird things that they like?
They did, yeah. Yeah, corn is on most pizzas over there.
Really?
Like kernels of corn?
Yes.
No, Christy, it's by the ear. You wrap your pizza.
Buttholes. Yeah.
What else?
When you get a plane...
You could get those little baby corns like they have in...
Oh, okay, yeah. No, like actual...
I have never tasted one of those.
The baby corns?
No, I feel the same way about those as I do about veal. I wanted the corn to have a full life before I eat it.
You got baby kernels on the baby corn.
Same thing about baby carrots. I feel just too guilty. It's hard enough eating animals, but eating a calf is very tough for me.
Yeah, there were some places over there you would order a cheese pizza, and it would come with corn on it. And
that's weird.
Other,
that is kind of weird.
You know what mayo jaga is?
I don't.
No, what is it?
It's a combination of mayonnaise, potatoes, and bacon. It sounds pretty good.
Yeah, that
sounds awful.
There were potatoes on a lot of pizzas in Korea.
But the most popular was squid. Squid pizza. Don't know. I'm not a big squid fan, but it may be delightful. Who's
very salty.
Don't like a little calamari?
Ever since I read that article that... sometimes calamari is actually cow anuses.
certainly looks like that.
May or may not be an urban legend, but...
There's no way.
What are you...
Oh, I heard
that's a lot of cows for one appetizer.
I heard a one-hour special on this.
Are you... First of all, you sat for an hour and listened to it?
It's fascinating how it's... It was somewhat inconclusive.
How was it?
See, now you got me all upset because I don't like the tentacles. I like the rings, so...
Those are the ani.
I know.
The ani.
Yeah, the plural form.
If that isn't a college band somewhere.
The ani. Hootie and the ani.
Guess what? This one's really easy. What is the top sale day for pizza in the United States?
Super Bowl Sunday.
Super Bowl Sunday, of course. Anyone want to guess the next four?
Fourth of July?
No.
Memorial Day?
Memorial Day.
At my house, I can't cook.
Mother's Day, because they give mom the day off from cooking.
Valentine's Day.
Christmas? No.
Valentine's Day. Josh, this is why you're single.
Honey, yes.
I wanted to, I wanted to tell you how much I loved you,
I
got a deep dish pizza with my favorite topping.
It's not why I'm single. It's I'm single, therefore I order pizza, and so do all the other single folks.
Why?
So Super Bowl Sunday.
Super Bowl Sunday, number one pizza day.
I would
I have one.
NBA what? Finals.
No.
The day before Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Oh,
wow.
Good
very
guess.
Good.
Wow, look at you.
Because people don't want to cook.
Right.
Cooking
Super
so
Bowl
the
Sunday,
day.
Number one. New Year's Eve, number two.
Oh, of course. Yeah. New Year's
Eve. Halloween, number three.
All right, they don't want to cook. They want to get their kids ready, get the candy out there.
The night before Thanksgiving. And then New Year's Day.
Yeah, everybody's hungover. They want to have food brought to them.
Yeah, they were out late.
And, they had leftover pizza from the night before?
Now, how about this? Pizza in the United States accounts for more than 10% of all food service sales. That's pretty significant. Domino's will deliver 4 million. Their drivers will drive 4 million miles on Super Bowl Sunday. Just to give you how big of a deal. Now, do you know what month is National Pizza Month?
Man, here's the thing. If any of us had come to him with this,
we would be yelling at him.
It's fascinating.
Fascinating to who?
What day is pizza month?
What day is pizza month?
Or what month is pizza? That's how
Christy,
uninterested I am.
Every day you come in here and it's National Cotton Candy Hot Dog Day. Now we're talking about the biggest selling food item in America. They have their own month dedicated.
Well, it'd have to be January if their biggest day is Super Bowl.
November.
February.
10 to go. 9 to go.
No, you're the one who brought this up.
Of course it's October.
What?
Why wouldn't everyone know that? I have no idea.
Oh, so...
All right. Which one is Chinese food month? I feel like that'd be...
Speaking of Chinese food, don't you have an update on our buffet thing?
Oh, yeah, let me dig that up. I found out something fascinating. As you know, Josh has uncovered, this is a pretty big deal, we found out.
Yeah. That,
as great as Chinese buffets are,
yeah.
Super labor intensive, the food is always great, but the desserts, as you describe them, Josh?
Less than par.
Yeah, substandard.
I agree.
Yeah.
Found out why.
No.
It's because of the palate. Of the Chinese, it's vastly different and a lot less sugar. Hmm. And I'll find the article about this. But you have uncovered something that is in fact a truism. But as I suggest, you go to your favorite Chinese buffet and then go to Dairy Queen.
But you've already spent all the money on the food. Why would you add to that?
Because $7.
Because per pound Chinese food is, as a general rule,
$7.
Quite a good value.
Somebody doesn't get the crab legs.
Thank you very much.
Are we now, in a hierarchy of something?
Okay. I'm going to get back to that baby corn. Do you ever eat that, Josh?
I'm not a fan.
I'm not a fan.
It's tasteless. Yeah.
Do you get tasteless. Do you get butter and salt and hold it up? I've never eaten.
It's hard to find skewers for those, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll get back to our fun pizza facts.
There are more?
Oh, I've got a ton. I told you. I got a whole bunch of them.
You like a stuffed crust, Tommy?
No.
In a pinch.
Josh, favorite toppings?
Oh.
Hierarchy? You want to go hierarchy?
Sure, yeah. Favorite pizza toppings.
Yes.
Number one.
Okay.
Green pepper.
No matter what the meat is, I have to have green pepper. That's curveball.
Would you eat a pizza with just green pepper on it?
I would.
No, but it has to be on every pizza I eat.
But why would that be number one?
Because my meats can change.
Yeah.
But that's a constant. So is my number two.
Oh. What's that?
Mushroom.
I'll go with you on that one.
Okay. And then number three, I'm going to go ham.
Oh, that's a mistake.
Yeah. The mistake was the green pepper.
No.
I recognize that as an error also.
You don't like a ham pizza?
One salty
Canadian bacon?
What is your hierarchy of pizza?
Salty. Let's see. Hierarchy clearly would be mushrooms. Mushroom sausage, and then I'm pretty much okay with a lot of stuff. Yeah, but those are the big two.
Well, you're a sausage guy. All right.
You ever get the anchovies? Anybody ever get the anchovies?
No.
Do they even have that? Is that an urban myth?
You can
actually really get that?
Sure.
Very salty.
Yeah, I've never tried that.
I'm not either.
Oh, just take a thing of salt. I'm a giant.
I'm surprised you don't love it.
No.
You're a big salt guy.
I don't even. I don't know what anchovies are.
They're fish, aren't they?
Yeah, but they look like little gooey hydras. You know those science,
delicious.
Those science experiments in junior high where you look at the microscope and you know when you pour alcohol in, they cringe and die. Oh, my God. Okay, here we go. I want to get back to my pizza fact.
All right.
No, this is a fascinating one, Christy. Women are twice as likely to do what with their pizza?
Eat it with a fork.
Oh, that's very good, but not the right answer. That could be true, though. That's a really interesting question.
I bet Gwyneth Paltrow eats it with a fork.
Fold it.
That's a big New York thing.
Yeah.
You know. No, women are twice as likely as men to order vegetables on pizza.
Oh, okay. Well, yes, sure, I see that.
I thought it was chastise. Mm-hmm.
I thought it was take it and leave.
Here's a fascinating statistic. Pizzerias represent 17% of all restaurants in the United States.
Really?
How much? 17%?
Yeah, that's big.
That's a lot.
I want to know thick or thin. What's the most popular crust?
This is like a junior.
What are you thinking about?
Wieners.
Come on.
Pee-pee.
Here we go. Regular thin crust is preferred by 61% of the population's 14% prefer deep dish, 11% extra thin.
I like the extra thin.
Yeah,
okay. Mm-hmm.
So. That's like paper.
Yes, like a cracker.
Mm-hmm. Who wants that?
I do.
Then have a cracker.
Wrong
don't,
too.
Don't ruin our pizza.
Christy, are you a dabber? Do you take a napkin and dab the top of the pizza before you?
It depends on what's on top of it. If it's a meat, like a sausage, yes, absolutely. Dab all the grease off the top.
You dab the sausage.
You save a lot of fat and calories doing that.
I probably shouldn't tell the story, but...
Because my favorite pizza, no one asked, but mine is sausage mushroom.
Oh, nice.
So I have to dab the sausage. Or there's a pizza chain that has like a spinach chicken
nobody
Alfredo.
Asked.
Wow. No, we didn't ask for it.
Where's your whatever button?
So we had
really going on there.
We had a guy come in here who had... had a dramatic weight loss. Remember this guy?
He was a real fat man, and then he became a less fat man?
Yes. He was, I believe the term is morbidly obese. He had been. He had...
A fatty boom baddie, doctors call him?
A fatty boom boom-a-lotty?
I am not trying to attack this gentleman. He was here. He had been featured on a reality show, and he had lost...
a lot of weight.
He, I believe, topped out in the 800 range.
Oh!
I mean, it was... this guy had a severe issue.
That's a fat son of a bitch.
Yeah. you may want to hold off on the criticism.
Yeah, he's probably no longer with us.
He came in here and he had gone through this dramatic weight loss. He'd gone on a very special diet, and I remember he was sitting right over to my left, and he explained that at the height of his binging, he was actually on some form of public assistance, so he didn't have to work. So he would just sit around all day, and he would order triple pepperoni pizzas.
Wow.
And he said they would come, they would, remember this, Christy? They would be sitting in an inch of grease.
Yeah, oh, man, yeah. Oh, man.
He was on our show. He died a month later. So.
Oh,
all right.
Just said that up front.
Well,
they were able to find 36 pallbearers.
Extra casket for the skin?
Probably shouldn't have brought that up. He's a nice fella.
Now I want pizza. You know, that's the big thing. I think if I owned a pizza restaurant, I would be open 24 hours. A lot of people want pizza in the morning, and you can't get it.
I mean, you think you get tired of dealing with the stoners.
Yes. Yeah, that 3 a.m.
What do you mean? That's your best customer.
Come on, sir. Tell me.
Come on.
Your phone number, please, sir. You've only got six numbers there. I want you to focus. We're going to bring it to you. Right. We just need a little more information.
I think all restaurants should be 24 hours. I mean, nobody go to bed. Nobody go to bed. Let's all eat all night. Let's go.
No.
New York City.
There are plenty of 24-hour restaurants, but not a 24-hour pizzeria.
Okay. Well, let's get back to the action. Christy Lee, what else you got over there?
Playground adventures got a lot more boring. The Alabama School Board has ruled out classic children's games as inappropriate. Anybody want to take a guess at what games they would be?
Sorry. That hurts people's feelings,
These are playground
games. Oh, I'm sorry.
Games.
Simon Says.
Punch and Run.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years.
Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.